Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. We're up to Mizmor Nun, so marking, once again, one third of the way through Sefer Tehillim. I actually just wanted to pick out one pasuk here, not to examine the Mizmor in its entire context, but the last pasuk, which drew so much attention from Chazal, but I want to focus on one particular interpretation, which is in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The pasuk says, Zoveyach Toda Yechabdanani Visam Derech Arenu B'yesha Lokim. So Zoveach Toda Yechabdanani means that a person who offers a Karban Toda, so he's offering me something of honor. From the language of Kavod, Yechabdanani. Visam Derech, a person who places a path, the Gemara Darshan's Visham Derech, Arenu B'yesha Lokim, a person will see and will merit divine salvation. So with respect to the first part of the pasuk, Zoveach Toda Yechabdanani, the one who offers a Karban Toda, Chazal had a tradition that the Karban Toda, even if all the other Karbanos would be batel, would be null and void, would cease to exist, there'd always be a need for gratitude. There's never a place for entitlement. There's always a critical place for gratitude in life. We always have to be grateful for everything, take nothing for granted. And there's another tradition, Zoveach Toda Yechabdanani, which picked up on the double nun. It could have simply said Yechabdani. So here's where we pick it up in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Kol Hazoveach Es Yitzrael. Anybody who is able to literally slaughter his Yetzer. Rashi describes a situation where a person was entrapped in sin, as we all sometimes are. The flesh is weak. We're all fallible. Lo nisna ha-Torah le-malachei ha-shareis u-misvad alav, but we own up to it. We account for our failings. Ma'ala alav ha-kasuv ki-ilu kibdol ha-kadosh baruch hu b'shnei olamim. Ha-olam hazeh ve-olam haba d'chsiv zoveach toda, toda from the language of lehisvados, to confess, yechabdanani, again with the two nuns. Ve'amir Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi b'zman she-beis ha-mikdash kayyem adam akriv ola, Schar Ola Biyado, brought a carbon Ola, and he's credited for it. Mincha Schar Mincha Biyado. Avamisha Daito Shvela, the person who is modest, a person who does not pretend to be better than he or she is, a person who certainly doesn't presume to be superior to anybody else. Mala Ola Vakosov, Kilu Hikriv, Kola Karbanos Kulan, Shenemar. Zivcha Elohim Ruach Nishbara Velo Oda Lashain Tvilas Nimasas Shenemar Lev Nishbar Venidke Elohim Lo Sivza. That anybody with a broken heart, anybody with a crushed spirit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never reject such a person. And the message here is clear. Again, Karbanos are valuable, but only as valuable as their sincerity. So the absence of Karbanos. So what's left is, as Rabbi Akiva said, in the absence of the Seir Lazazel, right, you know, that Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miyata Mitarin, Lifnei Avicham Shabbat Shemayim, what counts even more is the authenticity and the earnestness of the relationship. So a person who's makriv himself, a person who offers himself as a korban, isn't an arrogant person. It's Ma'alav HaKosov, Ki'ilu Hikriv Kol HaKorbanos Kulan. It's like he offered every single one of the korbanos. Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishbara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in that person's tfilos, as opposed to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the first parak of Yeshayo, Lamali Rov Zivcheicham Yomar Hashem. Why do I need your korbanos? Gam ki tarbu tfila ineni shomeya yideicham domim maleu. On the contrary, a person who's contrite, a person who again takes account for his errors, and this is the greatest korban a person can offer. The Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, in his Hakdama, but the first essay that he writes, says the whole idea of a korban is for a person to be makir themselves. The animal is just, as it was in the case of Yitzchak Avinu, Timuras Ayil, the animal is just in our place. But a person has to be able to acknowledge this, and it's the opposite of what we just read in the Haftarah for Zachar, when Shaul claims, you know, to Shmuel that he was Shomea Bekol Hashem, and Shmuel says, you know, Me'akol Atzon Asher Be'oznai. So what is the sound of the sheep bleeding that I'm listening to, right? You know, Shmuel, unfortunately, you know, has to encounter this person who thinks that it's more valuable to offer korbanos in defiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will than to not offer those korbanos. you know, in compliance with Hashem's will. And so we have one of the most famous psukim in all of Tanakh, Ki chatas kesem meri ve'aven utrafim haftzar. Right, that there's a chait that's associated with rebellion. And to protest haftzar as if, you know, you could defend yourself by saying, oh, we'll offer the meitav hatzon as korbanos, but that's not what I asked you to do. And the entire idea of a karban is a sense of contrition and a person submitting to the divine will. And that's why it is malavakasov ki ilu hikriv kol karbanos kulan. It's like they offered every single one of the karbanos. Ziv chay elokim ruach nishbara lev nishbar v'nidke elohim lo sivze. So again, we're living in a society that makes this difficult for two reasons. First of all, the society isn't in favor of people owning up to mistakes, right? It's seen as a sign of, I don't know, courage or some kind of a bravery for a person to say, I have nothing ever that I'm ashamed of, nothing that I'm supposed to be remorseful about, nothing that I could have improved upon, right? That's like a mark of pride, of strength, that we should always, you know, declare victory and declare spiritual victory. Nobody has anything to apologize for. This is what we call in the language of Chazal, Azus Meitzach, right? This week's parsha, we talk about, you know, or last week's parsha rather, we talk Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So Rashi says, why was it Nechoshes? L'chaper al Azus Meitzach, to have kapara for brazenness. So we live in a brazen society. There's another thing that makes it very difficult for people to own up to their mistakes, is that society, ironically, is incredibly unforgiving. You would think that a society that, you know, prides itself on being so liberal and permissive, you know, would say, okay, so the person made a mistake. But now we live in a culture where if 30 years ago or 20 years ago, a person did something, so they're apostle forever. There's no such thing as tshuva. There's no such thing as forgiveness. So David HaMelech said, David said, Niplana b'yad Hashem ki rabim rachamav uviyad adam alapola. It was around in his day, but it's worse today. And you hear all these stories about a person, again, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, you know, who, again, as a youngster, made a prank or, you know, did something thoughtless. You're clearly a different person today. They clearly have moved on. And yet people are willing to destroy them, they're prepared to destroy them. These tactics of a little personal destruction, as if nothing transpired between now and then. And it's so contrary to everything that we believe in. And we have to hold on to this value of contrition and acknowledgement of responsibility, despite the fact that, again, for these two reasons, it becomes almost impossible for people to do so. First of all, nobody, encourages people to admit, I made a mistake, I was wrong, chatasi, aviti, pashati lefanecha. That's the first hurdle. The second hurdle is people are afraid if they're actually going to do that, if they're actually going to own up to it, you know what's going to happen? People are going to come after them. And instead of saying, yashir koach, right? You did the right thing. You did tshuva. Let's all move on together. Let's let the past be the past, right? It's called achzarius when people don't forgive other people for their failures. Well, we all fail. And yet this, whatever they call it, the cancel culture, this culture of destroying people for things that happened a long time ago for which they clearly have moved on. And again, you know, everything in proportion and perspective in terms of what the actual offense was is, you know, is it commensurate to what people are prepared to do to them? And, you know, as if those people themselves, you know, couldn't be caught in something similar or something different, you know, so people aren't perfect. Nobody is. And so we're living in a time when it's so hard to take responsibility, but it's even more important in such a context. Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, kol azoveach hasyitzer omizvad alav, malav akasav ki'ilu kibdo l'kadosh baruch hu. At least you're honoring God. Even if people don't take it as an honor, even if people will hold it against you, that you're actually big enough to take responsibility like David HaMelech was, unlike Shaul, Chatasi Lashem, like Yehuda, Tzadka Mimeni, like Yehuda did tshuva for Yosef with Binyamin, Anochi, Arvenu, Miyadi, Tivakshenu. Even if people will hold it against you, never, never, never can we abandon our ethic of tshuva. Zoveach toda yichabdanani v'sam derech erenu b'yesh alokim. That person in this world or in the next world will be zocha to Yeshua's Hashem, and that is the ultimate reward, and nothing but nothing can detract from that value. Everybody have a wonderful day.